Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
This is Gary K, and it's time for my Almost Daily Rants and Raves. And I have a special guest joining me on my Almost Daily Rants and Raves. I want to welcome to today's Rave Radio podcast, George Walter of Digital Projection. George is the Vice President of Business Development. George, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gary.
Well, George and I go back a long way. Actually, when I was back at Extron, when Extron was first starting to expand outside the United States, George was nice enough to invite me on literally a two-week-long trip when he was, I'm not even sure what your title was, but projection guru, I would say, over at General Electric way back when. For those of you who have been in the industry a long time, remember the Telaria projectors, but at the time, GE had a line of CRT projectors, and he was doing a European tour and invited me over with him on that tour, and we literally traveled around Europe for 2 weeks. Do you remember that, George?
Yes, I do. A different country every day we did.
We literally did. It was a lot of fun, and it helped Extron grow, so you were a great help in that, and certainly launched our presence in Europe. But today I want to talk about today's podcast is all about House of Worship. As you know, our one of our newest Rave newsletters is Rave How, House of Worship. You can subscribe by just going to ravepubs.com and click on the subscribe link. And one of the sponsors of our Rave How newsletter happens to be Digital Projection, because Digital Projection actually has a line of projectors specifically geared towards House of Worship. And the way I look at your line, George, it seems that you've broken it into sort of good, better, best type of application based for House of Worship.
That's exactly right, Gary. And what we've seen is the House of Worship market across the board has adopted video and video projection in amazing ways as a communication tool. But the House of Worship market ranges, of course, from very small churches that are on the corner to mega churches that broadcast worldwide. So one typical way of going to market didn't really fit. So we broke it into kind of three different categories so that we could really define how we could support and offer the correct products to that market.
Right. So you start with the eVision series, which is sort of aimed at the smaller churches where they just need to do image magnification or project hymns in smaller environments, right?
Exactly. And eVision, you know, can be a projector that's permanently mounted, or it can even be rolled in on a cart. And we see probably within that market segment, the smaller churches, you know, 50% permanently mounted, 50% literally rolling in on a cart for moderate screen sizes, but most importantly, the most lumens per dollar. So we offer eVisions from 6,000 up to almost 10,000 lumens, and it really provides a very value-oriented product specifically for the smaller churches.
And those are all one-chip DLP, right?
Exactly. Single-chip okay. DLP, but primarily dual-lamp. Dual-lamp so we can get the additional light output, but also the advantage that, you know, if one lamp goes down, you still have an automatic backup and the event can still go on.
So could you buy, I mean, just out of curiosity, could you buy an eVision specifically because it has two lamps and just literally use one lamp, and when that lamp goes, you know, it starts losing its life to a point where it's actually affecting the brightness, switch to the other lamp and then order a new lamp so when it comes in, switch back to the other lamp? Or is that how you recommend using it?
Exactly. And it's very simple to just kick on. If lighting conditions or audience changes scope, you can just go to both lamps. But we do have a good number of customers who just rotate. And it can be programmed so that every time you turn it on, it will rotate between lamp one and lamp two so that they age evenly. Or it can be monitor hours of operation, and it won't let one lamp get too many more hours than the other one before it will continue to strike the lamp with less hours more often.
Okay, so the eVision come in sort of two flavors. You have the 1280 by 800 resolution and the 1920 by 1080 resolution and different brightness levels for each one, so you can buy based on what you need, not necessarily. Actually, you also have a 1920 by 1200 resolution, don't you?
Correct.
So you actually handle not only native HD at 720 or 1080, but you can also do higher resolution than that.
Exactly. And we find, again, for a lot of image magnification, those smaller churches are using 720p cameras and 720p kind of distribution. So WXGA is more than adequate. But for those churches who are now stepping into 1080p or larger images where maybe they're just doing song titles or some kind of pre-recorded video, they want to go to 1080.
Okay. So the medium-sized church, so not the mega church. I don't even know if that term should be, I don't know if that's considered a respectful term, but I always look at those churches when I fly over, especially Dallas, and see these huge churches as mega churches. But that sort of medium-sized church, we have a lot of those around here in North Carolina. The highlight series is sort of that middle, serves that middle purpose, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the advantage there with the highlight is we get a little bit more brightness, you know, 10 to 12,000 lumens, but we get very, very good color accuracy. Independable color, especially in the mid-sized churches. And what, by that I mean, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 person auditorium or sanctuary, where they are using cameras for magnification of the speaker. And because the audience can see both the speaker live and the magnified image, it's really important that the color be accurate so that they don't feel like it's unnatural. Under those cases, the churches are selecting projectors that are higher performance and much easier to be color balanced, as well as balancing the cameras themselves.
So,
and the highlight series is a perfect solution for that.
And I mean, obviously, I'm guessing that the better color comes from the fact that now you're stepping up to a three-chip projector rather than a single-chip DLP projector.
Exactly. Three-chip performance, and we do use color filters in the light path to get the maximum color space out of UHP lamps. So those two components allow us to get really high color performance, similar to xenon-type performance, with much more efficient and lower-cost UHP lamps.
Okay, so then for the mega churches, I know the answer to this has got to be the Titan.
Correct. And in some cases, even our Lightning projectors. And we sort of define mega churches as auditoriums of 5,000 or greater. And we see, you know, several of our customers with 10,000-seat auditoriums. So we're talking really big facilities. Could be 20 to 25 foot screens. So it's a big event, highest performance. These are virtually all of those are in one way or another broadcast. And once we start to see broadcast come into play, now color accuracy and performance becomes utmost. Reliability, ease of service, ease of control, all of those characteristics, which are kind of standard in the Titan and the Titan Quad, are all the key features that are required by those really large churches that have, you know, several persons on staff in the operation and control boards, control rooms for operation.
So these projectors, brightness-wise, if you're talking about, you know, 10,000-seat churches, then you're talking about, I'm assuming, in the 15 to 20K lumen category? Or...
Exactly. You know, a minimum of 15,000 lumens, and a lot of them, you know, are 20,000 and up kind of brightness requirements.
And do you ever see, I mean, obviously, have you actually seen applications where churches need brightness where they actually double stack these projectors to even get brighter images? Like, for example, in their, you know, in a church where there's a lot of ambient lighting coming from outside or even ambient lighting from the environment that they happen to be holding the service in?
Yeah, we've actually got a church right now that's got double-stacked quad projectors just for that exact reason. We actually did one church where they did a three-projector blend, which is, you know, really pushing the limits of technology for house of worship. But they wanted the highest resolution and the highest brightness, so they opted for a blend approach.
And since you talk about blend, I thought I'd like to ask you one other quick question, because one of the things you guys are known for is, you know, architectural mapping applications where you're projecting on the sides of buildings and, you know, putting on everything from live events to, you know, from a design standpoint, architectural design standpoint. Do you ever see this in the church environment? I mean, do you find, I mean, I've seen applications where people are obviously using it from a design standpoint. What about does digital projection? In that case, I assume when you're shooting on other surfaces other than screens, you don't necessarily need to use the brightest projector because you're not looking for image quality as much as you're looking for the kind of the artistic design. Do you see that kind of application very much?
We've had some consultants discussing that with us. Again, when you look at the production capabilities of some of the really large churches and trying to keep their weekly services really dynamic, they look at all opportunities. And although we haven't specifically done one yet, based on some of the work that the consultants and production people are doing, I expect literally within the next 6 months, you know, we'll be able to showcase one specific church who's actually done architectural mapping on the stage, so to speak.
So if you're in the market serving the house of worship market, and there are integrators out there who listen to this that obviously do serve that market that may not have known that digital projection was focusing on that segment of the market. In fact, you actually have a link on your website specifically for applications for houses of worship. So if you go to digitalprojection.com, you can click on House of Worship and actually have a section that focuses on that. Do you have a separate sales team, or is your current sales staff capable of helping and sort of walking through someone who might not be familiar with the House of Worship market, or if somebody is employed by House of Worship and wants to integrate large screen projection into their environment, make it a little bit more dynamic, how do they go about doing that? I'm sure they don't just call you guys up. There must be some sort of process for that, is there?
Sure. All of our regional managers, we've been training and put a special emphasis on development of the house of worship market. There is a slightly different sales cycle, a slightly different funds appropriation, and our regional managers daily work with dealers, both dedicated dealers and typical AV dealers who just kind of have an opportunity to work in that market, and they'll help them and help understand expectations and the bidding process, because funds typically come through a slightly different fashion than typical corporate AV, as well as design and helping to promote the product and the company to the church. We've started to initiate advanced service policies just for the house of worship market. We know that Sundays are the most critical. So if a church were to ship us a product on a Monday and we receive it on a Tuesday, we put it through a special expedited program so we can get it shipped back out on a Thursday so it can be available for the next week's service. Those are just small things that we've gotten as feedback from the House of Worship on how we can better promote our products and better service that market. And again, our regional managers are very well versed in those capabilities that we offer as a company, as well as some of the characteristics of the product.
So they don't actually have to start over or work with somebody different. The people you have in the field now are obviously capable of handling that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we decided that rather than to have a dedicated staff right now, it's better to just provide additional training to our current people who already have relationships with many of those dealers and consultants in the field. So that natural progression can just occur.
So it's the eVision for the small churches, Highlight Series for the medium size and large churches, and then the Titan for the Enlightening potentially for the mega churches. And again, all this is at digitalprojection.com. And this is Gary Kay with my Daily Rants and Raves. I've been joined today with George Walter, the Vice President of Business Development for Digital Projection, a big supporter of our Rave Hal newsletter, and also a company that's specifically building one chip and three chip DLP projectors aimed at the house of worship market. So check them out at digitalprojection.com. And George, I appreciate your time and also your attention to this.
Okay, thanks, Gary.
And, even though you're a big Syracuse Orange fan, I'll let you slide on this one since they are joining the best conference in the world, the ACC. But they're going to get killed by the Tar Heels, just to let you know. So this is Gary Kay with my Daily Rants and Raves. For those of you who don't follow college basketball, you don't care. Other than that, this is Gary. Thanks for joining us.